It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America will make a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On this Tuesday, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm here to tell you today that this is a good day, and I'm here to say that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can stay where God says you can stay. You can say what God says you can say. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can sow where God says you can sow. And you can reap where God says you can reap. You can do all things through Christ, Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I declare on this Tuesday that today is a good day. God is setting things up for you today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. I declare that your steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth. New bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off. Old home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle pay off, new friends, new relationships, new connections, new partners, new investors, new revelation, new assignments, new joy, new peace, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity. Today's a good day, blessed day. Today is a God day, and I declare that all is well. All is well in your family, All is well in your finances. All is well in your health. All is well in your emotions. All is well in your church. All is well in your city. All is well in your job. All is well in your business. All is well. Today is a good day, blessed day, God day. TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday. Good to have you listening in, everybody, here on BPN. And today is a very special day because we're going to do some more prophetic praying. I know that some of you are saying, well, you know, we have different prayer services, we have different guests, we have different types of music. And my response to it all is that I'm a prayer leader, and I'm a prophetic prayer leader. That means I do prophetic praying. And so there are certain days I just sense the Holy Spirit is wanting us to pray about a certain situation and have certain kind of music or a certain theme. And every day is not the same. And there may be days when you say, I don't agree with what you're saying or praying at all. And that's okay. It really is. But if you just stick with me, we'll pray a prayer that will be a blessing to you. Today we're going to pray about the cross. We're going to talk about the cross. We're gonna rehearse Jesus' journey to Calvary. It's really in my spirit. I mean, when I was praying early this morning, the Holy Spirit just put this in my heart. And so we're going to pray about it. I have some things I'm going to talk to you about, and I know that you want to stay tuned. Father, we are so grateful and thankful for this Tuesday here on BPN Radio. I thank you for the people that pray for this hourly session, 24 hours a day. And I thank you for the people that make contribution, that are sowing seeds. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can you believe that I have the opportunity to lead prayer around the clock? I mean, it's almost unthinkable. I used to work in radio full-time before I went into full-time ministry. And my listening audience was maybe 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles. If I went out 500 miles, that was unbelievable. But now I have the privilege of being on 24 hours a day, going around the clock and around the world. Just think about the progress that we have made as a people. And I know that you that are listening today, you've got many, there's a lot of requests for finances. I know that everybody needs finances, needs money. But I've determined that it's people that really believe in Gene and I, after being in ministry for 49 years. You really believe in us. Those are primarily the people that are sowing into our lives on a monthly basis, regular basis. And we are grateful for that. Maybe you just started listening. I just bear witness to what you're saying and praying, because we are praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so we're going to pray today. I have some prayer requests we're going to pray about. And we have some things that's going on in the news that I'm going to pray about. But right now I just want to pray for our nation. And some unbelievable things are happening in our nation that are incredible. Things that we never dreamed would happen. You know, the Boy Scouts of America, they used to be a group that that trained young men to be mighty in spirit, mighty in their faith, mighty in the scriptures. But because of dramatic changes, we're finding the Boy Scouts being turned into a group that we don't even recognize. And yesterday they were they lifted the longstanding ban on gay scout leaders. And they said the new policy won't prevent church-led scout groups from from choosing adults leaders. But, you know, I believe that most church groups now are have left the Boy Scouts and are forming new groups across America. And the Boy Scout 17-member executive committee earlier this month unanimously approved a resolution that would end a blanket ban on gay adults leading individual scout units and setting their own policy on the long, divisive issue. And the change will become, it's become official policy. And it's all being led by former U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, now the organization's national president. And I'm sad to say, the former president of Texas A&M University. I love the Aggies, but I'm embarrassed about the situation. And so we know that these changes are unbelievable. And so I just pray, Lord, I just pray for the Boy Scouts of America, a group that we don't even recognize now, in Jesus' name. And we just believe all of this is leading to the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts becoming one unit. And, wow, I just ask for your help. We're turning into a nation that I hardly recognize, and we need revival in America. Father God, we need a spiritual awakening. God, help us, we pray. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for America. I pray for my president, my vice president. I pray for my governor. I pray, oh God, for my congressman. I pray in Jesus' name for my mayor. I pray for my county sheriff. The last elected law official in America is our county sheriffs. I pray for my county sheriff here in Hayes County, Texas, Gary Cutler. I pray for him in Jesus' name. Pray for Gary Cutler. And I pray for our nation. I repent for the sins of our nation, for our moral degradation, for our moral compass that we have lost, and things have been turned upside down. God, help us, we pray. I repent on behalf of the moral sins of our nation, taking prayer out of the schools and passing laws that are contrary to our biblical beliefs, to what we have taught all of these years. For 49 years, I've preached the gospel, and the Supreme Courts and others are making decisions that are contrary to the things that I preach, the things that I believe concerning the Word of God. In Jesus' name, I repent for the sins of my nation. I ask, oh God, that you send an awakening, a spiritual awakening to our nation, oh God, in Jesus' name. And our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We must get back to the cross. And, you know, I was reading early this morning concerning Jesus and his journey to the cross. And the Bible said that as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of this vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written." And Peter answered and denied that it would ever happen. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, and even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as you will, not as I will, but your will be done." The cross. On the way to the cross, Jesus had communion with his disciples. And then he went to the garden, and there he prayed. Now, just a few moments, I'm going to have communion with you. I've done this maybe two or three times the last several months. But I'm going to have communion with you. And if you are in a place where you can retrieve the elements, then I'm going to have communion in just a few moments. Jesus had communion, and then he went into the garden, and there he prayed. And I would have to say the most moving experience that I've ever had in my life was when I went to Israel for the first time, and I went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I knelt down at one of those old trees, those olive trees. Could have been the one that Jesus knelt by that night before he was taken hostage, taken captive. And as I knelt down at that tree, I wept. I wept. I wept and wept and wept. It's the most moving experience I ever had, to think that I might have been in the very exact place, but the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I began to cry. And I remember Jesus there in the garden as he began to pray. I want some old friends of mine, the Gatlin brothers, Larry Gatlin and his brothers, they're going to sing right now. And they're going to sing. When I was pastoring my first church, they came and led a revival way back in the late 60s. And they're going to sing a song about the garden. And I'm going to get my elements ready to take communion. And if you are able to do it, you can take communion with me. If you can't, then you can just say the prayer. So here's the Gatlin brothers. "I've come to the garden.
With me, and he talks with me. joys we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And the joys we share as we tarry there,
Yeah, there you have the Gatlin Brothers here on BPN Radio, and we're taking a walk to the cross today here on BPN, and we're thankful today for the cross. And so we remember the night that Jesus sat down with his disciples, and he began to have the Last Supper with them. And the Bible said that when he had given thanks, he broke the bread. I'm going to take the elements right now. I've got them right here beside me. I'm going to take communion. And if you have the opportunity, if you're not driving down the road or walking down the street, you can take it with me. Otherwise, you can say the prayer after me if you want to in just a moment. But Jesus took the bread and his hand, and he broke it. And he said these words, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So would you say this prayer after me right now, here on BPN? Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children and my grandchildren. Thank you by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back. We're completely healed. We believe and we receive. Why don't you just take the bread right now? In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So would you say this prayer after me? Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Can you partake of the blood? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to pause and say, if you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, wherever you may be, in America, around the world. We have over 70 nations that have joined us the past several months. I want to give you an opportunity to know the Lord. The Bible said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts, God hath raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And I took that journey several years ago to Israel. And I went to the Garden of Gethsemane, remembering how Jesus came to the disciples and found them sleeping. Said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." He said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away, prayed the third time, saying the same words. And he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping? Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners." Wow, what a sad occasion that must have been. Jesus took his three most trusted disciples that had walked with him, Peter, James, and John. But I am sure, in defense of these three disciples, that they did not understand the hour that was at hand. They could not comprehend it. They could not comprehend that Jesus was not going to have an earthly kingdom. They could not comprehend that they were not just going to stay around for a long time. I mean, Jesus is only 33 years old. What's the deal? And of course, they were even younger, young men. But you must understand, just as the hour was at hand and there at the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prayed a Gethsemane prayer, you must understand that's where we're at today in this nation, nations of the world. We are in an hour of upheaval. We are in an hour where so many Christians, they do not understand the times. They're complying and compromising. They're trying to strike a happy medium, because they don't understand that things are not going to continue as they have been. And I know that there are many pastors and Christian leaders that would say, "Well, Dale Gentry, you need to be more positive. You need to give people hope." There is hope, but the hope is not in this life. It's not in this world. And I'm not saying I don't have an understanding of the times and exactly when everything is going to happen in the Kairos moments that are ahead. But I do understand that these are days of trouble. When everything is changing around us, we don't need to be asleep. We need to be praying. And we have been distracted, and we are taking up with all kinds of things in life. We're bored. We are a bored society. And we're on the move. Everything is happening so quickly. And we come to church, and within 45 minutes or an hour, we're ready to leave, ready to go, on our way. Signs of the times. Signs of the times, without being behind time. But I'm here to call your church, your city, your nation to pray. And knowing that just as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was facing death, so we must pray as we face really the death of a nation unless we pray. and I'm doing what I know to do. I'm praying. And I've been on this broadcast every hour since the 19th of November, praying around the clock, because I know that it's high time that we pray. And prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. And I've been sending out a prayer. I've been sending out a prayer every day except one, since the seventh day of August 2012. I've been sending out a prayer every day on letsprayamerica.com. Letspreyamerica.com. Calling people to pray. Here's a prayer. Before I go any further, here's a prayer that I prayed a few weeks ago that I've just pulled up, because I send one out every day. If you're not getting the daily prayer, you can go to letspreyamerica.com. Letspreyamerica.com, and you can sign up. There's a place to sign up and submit that information, and you immediately will begin to get a daily prayer. If you have been dropped somehow accidentally, we don't drop people on purpose. If you've been dropped accidentally, then you can go to our Facebook page, our fan page, and I believe there's some information there concerning how you can sign back in. But here's the prayer that I prayed. I pray about a 60-second prayer. People can pray it with me. I've been doing this every day for almost 3 years. And you might want to say this prayer with me, if you will. Dear Father God, help us to realize that Satan desires to incapacitate us, attempting to fill us with fear so we will never fulfill our purpose. But knowing that you, Almighty God, have not only given us saving grace, but enabling grace to do everything you have assigned us to do in this life. The grace that gives us the ability to live in a dimension that we could have never lived otherwise. Knowing your grace, Lord, gives us the ability to do things we could never ordinarily do. That grace that helps us stay in a marriage. That grace to walk away from an inordinate relationship. That grace that keeps us on the job that we find so distasteful in the natural. That grace that keeps us in business when it seems that everything is falling in around us. That grace that keeps us ministering the gospel when there is opposition on every hand. That grace to continue attending a church when our friends are leaving. That grace to endure sickness and suffering when it seems that this night will never end. That grace to wait for the prophecy and the promise to finally be fulfilled. Help us to know today that when our abilities run out, your grace kicks in. Erasing all fear, knowing that if I lose everything today, the one who gave it to me is still here. That's you, Jehovah God. So I will not be afraid, but continue to grow in grace, understanding your grace is multifaceted. We can and will continue to grow in that grace, declaring that failure is never final. Even when it appears that we are a complete failure, we can still get up. When our friends write us off, greater grace is coming to pick us up, get us going again. So thank you, God, for that supernatural empowerment of grace, your unmerited favor that we embrace today. We embrace it, and thank you for it today. And may others receive this incredible favor today that comes through your Son, Jesus, because of the incredible work that was done at Calvary. What? That incredible work that was done at Calvary. And so they came and they took Jesus. They tried him. They humiliated him. They shamed him. And he went to the cross of Calvary. And there he suffered and bled and died. And because of Calvary, we have a great hope today. because of Calvary. Here's my friend, Rusty Goodman. He's going to sing, "Because of Calvary, I can face tomorrow." And because of Calvary. And so here is my friend, Rusty Goodman. Because of Calvary, we're taking that journey today, and we're so thankful and grateful.
I lived a wasted life that had no meaning, and I found no peace in anything that I tried. But I saw my life quickly end, and a brand new one began. The day I found the cross where Jesus died, and because of Calvary, I'll never be the same again. I found a joy I never thought could ever be. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. Because of Calvary, when my heart is sad and growing weary, I journey in my mind back to Calvary, and I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow, and I find new strength awaiting there for me. It's because of Calvary I'll never be the same again. I found a joy I never thought could be. He took a life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again, because of Calvary.
Okay, there you have Rusty Goodman, the late Rusty Goodman, my friend for several years, and what a blessing he was to my life. And the Bible says, when they'd come to a place called Golgotha, Calvary, the place of the skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him, dividing his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the prophet. They divided my garments among them, my clothing they cast lots. And they began to mock him and said, "If you're really the Son of God, come down from the cross." The old rugged cross. He trusted in God. And then he finally cried, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus cried out with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. I'm thankful today for the cross. I am so grateful. I'm celebrating the cross. I was there at Calvary. I was there at Calvary. I was there. And in my spirit, in my mind, I saw Jesus carrying the old rugged cross on that hill, dying for you and me. And today, we're thankful for the cross, and we're going back to the cross. And I'm grateful for the cross. I just want you to know. I'm thankful. I'm very thankful for the cross that Jesus bled and died on. Okay, here's Sandy Patty, the old rugged cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and exchange it someday.
Father, today we're so thankful that you sent your Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We're very grateful, very thankful. And Jesus, we want to thank you. I want to thank you today that you did not turn away when you could have called a legion of angels. The song says 10,000 angels to have helped you, but you didn't do it. You went, you bled, you died, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we're just so thankful on this Tuesday as we just remember the cross, just taking time to remember the cross. So thankful for the cross of Calvary, Jesus, where you bled and died. And I remember going to Israel, going through the garden to pray and onto Golgotha, onto Calvary. And then, of course, I went to the tomb. The last time I went to Israel, I had an opportunity to lead the short service at the Garden of Gethsemane and also at the tomb. And I went in to see for myself, and the tomb is now empty. Jesus is not there. He arose. If we believe that he died and he rose again, then we will have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the supper, the Last Supper, where we could partake of the bread and the wine. We thank you for the Garden of Gethsemane, where we can say, not my will, but your will be done. We're thankful for the cross, where you bled and died, suffered shameful death, humiliating death. We're thankful for the tomb, the empty tomb. And I've been all down those different places. And today we just took another journey, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful. Would you just worship him for just a little while today? Here on BPN Radio, would you just worship him today? Worship him today as Courtney Vandiver Pierre, our dear friend, plays the Via Dolorosa song on the cello. To know that you're listening to BPN Radio today, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time or any time. Prayer around the clock, 24 hours a day. And so thankful that you are praying with me today, taking a journey from the upper room through the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross and to the tomb. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted that Jesus died on the cross, and he rose again on the third day. I'm thankful for the cross. Without the cross, there would be wouldn't have this hope of salvation. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And if you'd like to maybe send us a note about what BPN Radio means to you, you can write me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you want to donate to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, double-click there, and you can make a donation, a contribution, and your gifts are tax-deductible. You can use your credit card. You can use your debit card. You can use PayPal. And also, if you want to send a check, you can make that out to Breakout Prayer Network. Send it to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 919-85, Austin, Texas. And that is 78709. So that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. We would appreciate your contribution. Thank you so very, very, very much for sowing into this ministry. My wife and I this year celebrated 49 years in the ministry, 54 years of marriage, 49 years in the ministry. We're grateful and thankful for those that have helped us along the way, and thank you for praying with us. We know that we, ladies and gentlemen, are a force in the earth when we pray. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, one will put 1,000 to flight, two, 10,000 to flight. There's a multiplication, a multiplying force when we pray in unity. And three, will put 100,000 to flight, four, 1,000,000, 10, a trillion, 16, a sextillion, 35 a dodecacillion, 99 a Google, 199 a buy Google, 299 a try Google. And if we have 999 praying together, agreeing on the same thing, we put a Googleplex to flight. So thank you for praying with us. We are a force in the earth when we pray. And of course, we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. And you can be a prayer leader. And you, all you have to do is just say, I'm going to gather some people together, and I'm going to lead a prayer group concerning my church, my city, my nation. I'm going to agree for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to be one of those 1,000 prayer leaders. And all you have to do is, just to go to BPN Radio, bpnradio.com, and there's a box that says 1,000 prayer leaders. Click on that, and you can register, and we will put your name, unless you request us not to do so, we'll put your name on our leaders, those that are leading a prayer group. If you're already leading a prayer group, we'll just register. And let us know what the name of your church is, your city is, or where it's at. Remember, if you have a private prayer group, you can list it as that. If it's a public gathering, then you can give the name of that gathering. We've had some that are continuing to sign up. We want to welcome some new people as prayer leaders today. We want to welcome Sean Patrick Williams, who's leading prayer at the Warriors at the Warrior Nations International Ministry in Greenwood, South Carolina. And we want to, let's see, who else are we going to welcome here? We want to welcome some more prayer leaders that are praying with us, and we are so delighted. If I can find my list here, we're going to welcome some more prayer leaders that are praying with us here on BPN. Want to welcome Jim Grounds, who is leading, Jim and Tina Grounds, who's leading a prayer at Impact Center in Duncan, Oklahoma. And we want to make a correction here. Neil Effling is leading prayer at Best Way Lending in Gig Harbor, Washington. So I want to make that correction there and say thank you so very, very much for praying with us. We're very thankful, and we are very grateful. I want to welcome also Pastor Jimmy Sutton, who is leading prayer in Midland, Texas, at Lifehouse Church. Pastor Jeremy Sutton, thank you very, very much for praying with us. And I also want to thank Rebecca Brindle, who's leading prayer with us, leading prayer there in Blairsville, Georgia, I believe it is. And I want to get another list. And while I'm doing that, I just want to encourage you. And there's no charge to be a prayer leader. I will send you a prayer list to include in your weekly prayer service or your daily prayer service. I'll send you that prayer list, and you can include it in your prayer times. And I know as we agree together every week, I know incredible things are going to happen. So I just want to thank all of you prayer leaders for praying with me. I'm very grateful, very thankful all across America of the nations of the world. People are praying and signing up, registering as a prayer leader. And so I just want to bless now some of these prayer leaders. Brad Keller, Gateway Church, Bethel, Vermont, J. Pike, The Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Chuck Pelham, New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida, Tracy Johnson, Saskatoon, Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, Rick Rapp, Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, Brian Rosenberger, Trinity West Church, Wellington, Florida, Polo De La Cruz, El Cuatro, Topeka, Kansas, and Cheryl Ortiz, leading prayer on Facebook, Manford, Oklahoma, Roy Ivins has a private location, Lubbock, Texas, Stephen Strader, leading prayer there in Lakeland, Florida, Tom Santopolo, leading prayer at Gateway Church in Rutland, Vermont, Becky Barton, leading prayer at Woman of the World, Winfield, Louisiana, Linda Ragland, leading prayer, Marathon, Texas, Angleton, Texas, and Austin, Texas, Lisa Roberts-Hilton, leading prayer there in College Station, Texas, and Melody Strom as a private location in Marshall, Illinois, Jim Wagey as a private location in Kansas City, Missouri, Steve Hayes, leading prayer at Sapphire Ministries in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and we're running out of time, but I bless all of you that are becoming one of our 1,000 prayer leaders. I'm so thankful for now over 1,000 churches that are represented here at Breakout Prayer Network in over 700 cities. If you would like to sign your church up or your city up, you can go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and you can sign up your church, your city, because we are a force in the earth as we pray together. We appreciate you being a part of BPN today. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And why don't you tell your friends about BPN? And let's continue to pray. Let's not be worried. Thank you for taking the journey to Calvary with us today. Thank you for taking the journey to the cross. So thankful for the cross. And thank you for being a part of BPN. Be back tomorrow at the same time, anytime. And as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.